Oh, yeah, there was a big truss that
went across. I've got a photograph of that, actually, still,
And we also removed the fireplace that was up there and put
it down.
Take it
down to the south wing.
And then we reversed the fireplaces.
Yeah.
And we put all the cantilever irons in to hold up the ceiling.
The end of the beams.
The end of the beams. Because some of them were only resting on about a 3/4 of an inch. Just leaf mould, really, pushed in.
And
the clock tower was above, and all those timbers that went across were 13 inches square, full length of the hall, apart from two, the middle ones, and they were softwood.
Really?
Yeah. And in the history of the Sackfalls, Sackfall paid Thomas Kerwin for two deals. And I reckon that's two deals. On the outside they were okay, but they were decayed inside, like a tooth. And we got a piece of rod and shoved up through the middle, went in 8 foot.
Oh.
And we put extra long cantilever irons on there. And they had a firm called Renforce came down and did carbon fibre rods and resin.
In the 60s?
Yeah. To reinforce the ends. But when the clock tower was up there, it became unsafe, and that's when it became disused as a gallery. And when Horderoy painted the staircase going up, he only went up as far as you could see.
Yeah.
And you've got the original above there.
Yeah.
Well, after that, it was still getting dodgy. And who he was, we don't know, but he was a genius, I think, because he put the first iron cantilever on. And we've marked it up there, and if you go and stick your head underneath one of those eaves, you can see the original, and I've marked it out in chalk. And it's 17, I've got a photograph of it at home, 1790 whatever. And the initials, and even the little wedges that he used to tighten up with, all had the ironmaker's mark and dating.